Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday, July the 21st, 2021. 7:21:21, 18 minutes past the hour, and we've got a lot to do here this morning. We are going to do trivia this morning. Yesterday, we only had about 10 or 15 minutes at the end of the first hour, and we really did not get into the trivia full bore. We have Bob entered into the trivia, but it's not much of a drawing if only one person has entered. So we're going to continue the trivia this morning and give away that pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay that I promised yesterday. We're going to do that this morning. But there are a few things I want to talk about before we get into this morning's activities. Number one, I had breakfast delivered to the studio this morning. Now, I had a diet soda delivered, which that has happened before. But this morning, I had one of my favorite breakfasts of all time. Now, there are no carbohydrates in this, no sugar in this, and it's one of the best-tasting things in the world. It's cut-up strawberries and Cool Whip, whipped cream. And you just dip the strawberries in the Cool Whip. And if you are a diabetic, or you are somebody maybe on a diet, or you're somebody who's watching your health, this is a very good dessert if you have a little bit of a sweet tooth or want something a little more than something dull in the morning. So this is a great, great dessert, and I'm so happy this showed up this morning, and I appreciate the person who took the time to cut up the strawberries and clean them and put them in a bowl and bring them in here this morning quite a bit. That is an awfully nice thing to do, which again brings me back to a point that I used to make on this show a lot more often. People have to start doing nice things. We are so angry at each other, and it's not changing. You know, I keep hoping that one day it's going to change, and people are going to stop fighting. Now, there's always been disagreement. I don't mind disagreement. Disagreement's fine. But this whole idea where people are sniping at each other all the time and people are fighting with each other, I just don't get that. Friendships are lost. People don't talk to each other. People call each other names. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Because in my mind, if I don't believe or like what you're saying, then that's okay. That's you. That's not me. I don't understand why I have to try to convince you that you're wrong and that I'm right. That to me seems odd. We're all different. We all believe different things. I'll tell you one thing it is, and I hate to bring it back to this pandemic, I haven't spoken about this in a long time, but here's one thing I notice about this pandemic that I think is interesting, and I'm going to bring it up this morning just based on this. Yesterday, people who were fully vaccinated, who worked for the Speaker of the House, and apparently also worked in the White House, were diagnosed with COVID. Now, these are people who were fully vaccinated. Now, from what we're being told, there are going to be some people who still get COVID, who have the vaccination, but the symptoms won't be as bad, and I guess that's what this is at this point. But the thing about it is that most people are coming to the decision to get the vaccination or not get the vaccination based upon their situation. And I think people don't seem to understand that. If you are a senior citizen, you're probably more likely to get the vaccination than somebody who's 20 years old, because a lot more senior citizens have died from this than kids. Now, kids have died, not to say they can't die from it, they can, but a senior citizen is just more likely to die, or somebody with pre-existing conditions. Now, this has been going on for years and years with the flu shot. How many people under 18 get the flu shot? Not very many. But how many senior citizens get the flu shot who never got the flu shot before? Quite a bit. Why? Because when you're older, the flu affects you more than it does when you're younger. Okay, that's situational. Number two, if you work around a lot of people, this is a viral illness, and I don't know why this keeps getting lost on people. If you're around less people, if you spend most of your time at home or around small groups, you have a much less chance of getting it. Because you have to come in 6 feet of somebody to get this. And the person has to have it. And not everybody has COVID-19. So if you're somebody who does not work in the public, and you're somebody who does not come in contact with a lot of people, or you're somebody... See, somebody's laying on the horn out there this morning. Must be a fire or somebody not feeling very well this morning. But if you're somebody who doesn't work around a lot of people, who doesn't go to a lot of public places, I mean, if you just go out to eat or go to a bar once a week, well, of course you would be a lot less likely to get it than somebody who worked in the public 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. You just would. It's a viral disease. So that is situational. I would think people who work in the public might be more likely to get the disease. But you know what? It does come down to choice in the end. If you don't want to get it, don't get it. Nobody's going to hold a gun to your head. But the problem is going to be what's going to happen in the fall. If the vaccination numbers do not go up and we go back to sporting events like football games and basketball games and school and things like this, what is going to happen if we're spending more time inside and less time outside? What's going to happen? It's an airborne illness. I really don't know. The only thing I know is that people are still dying from this. And hospitals are starting to fill up again. So once again, I think people need to make the choice very seriously. Because think it through. Don't criticize somebody for getting it. Don't criticize somebody for not getting it. You know what? As I said last year, and I'm going to put it to the test this year, I did not get the flu, I did not get a cold, I did not get a runny nose, I did not get a sore throat at all last year. Now, that is the first time that's ever happened in my recent life. I always at least get a runny nose or a sore throat or something during the cold months. Last year, never happened. Now, the only thing I can think that's in direct relation to is wearing the mask. If I get a cold when we go into this upcoming season, I'm going to wonder why all of a sudden I'm getting a cold. If I don't get a cold, well, maybe my immunity's just up. Who knows? But I think... we have to pay attention to what's going on again with ourselves. Put the statistics aside for a second and put everything aside and just think about what you have seen. You know, situational. A few weeks ago, I'm looking at Terry Cole's obituary, and the first line is, died from complications of COVID pneumonia. Well, would Terry Cole still be here? I don't know if Terry got the vaccine. And I don't know what his situation was. I think he was still working with the public. I think he was still driving the bus in Morrow County. Was he wearing the mask anymore? I don't know. You know, but it does make you think. This happened after all the restrictions were dialed back. The restrictions were dialed back in the beginning of June. And this happened in middle of July. So, you know, you gotta wonder. And that's the way it is. If anybody has anything on this is just my little editorial this morning. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 27 minutes past the hour as we go on this morning. And another thing about this illness is something I just want to say. If you've had somebody die, we've had people on this show who have died from this, have had family members die, have had friends die. You know, I think that is situational. If you've had a family or friend die from this, you probably are a little more on guard than somebody else would be because you've seen it firsthand. Now, other than that, I don't know what to tell you. Make your own decision. Do what you gotta do. But it is amazing to me how people are still fighting over this. And nobody's gonna be right. That's the funny thing. In the end, nobody's gonna be right. Because everybody's not gonna die, but people are gonna die. So, who's right and who's wrong? It's gonna take 10 years before we figure out what really was going on here. Much like any research. So it's not going to be a quickly solved problem. But beyond that, as I say, do what you want to do, make your own decision, and hopefully nothing bad happens, because I certainly would not want to wish anything bad on anybody. So I hope everybody's making the best decision for themselves. And not putting themselves in harm's way. Because that is what we're really trying to avoid. It's not really about who's right and who's wrong. It's, are you making the right decision for yourself? So you don't end up in the hospital or, worse yet, dead. But at this point, we have to say you had a choice. And that's kind of that. Again, if anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say about this, give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you this morning. Now, my atomic clock has went nuts again. Now, the atomic clock that Pastor Craig gave us is working just fine. But the other atomic clock, the one that's always a little fishy, has went nuts. And I'm not sure what's going on with it now, because obviously it's 8:30. Now it's reading 9:10 on July 29th. It is not July 29th. It's July 21st. So, what's going on with it? First time it's went wacky here in a while. I have no idea, but just to give you an update on the atomic clock, it's a little off this morning. Now, I got to tell you about an interesting thing that happened to me yesterday, and when I use the word interesting here, I mean interesting. As many of you know, a dear friend of mine, Martha Dowse Manasi, passed away in December at the age of 89. Now, yesterday, I happened to run into her daughter, Marilyn, and Marilyn handed me an envelope. Now, on this envelope, it's addressed to WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, which was our previous location, and it's got a return to sender sticker on it, because it says it's unable, it's a sufficient address unable to forward. Now, I don't know why it was an insufficient address, because we were at 165 West Center. So I don't know what happened here. But, so this ended up back with Martha, I would guess. And it's got Martha's address up in the corner. So this is a letter from Martha Dowse that I received yesterday. Now, that's a little, I mean, it's great, but a little different because, you know, Martha has departed 7 months ago. So I'm looking in here, and there's a card in here, and it's got donuts on it, which is kind of interesting because we've talked a lot about donuts lately. And what it says is God is great, and so are you and Charlie and WWGH. I've got your gift here, and I miss seeing you. Did you have a great February 24th? Martha Dowse. So, I'll tell you, if anybody could get a letter sent from the hereafter, it would be Martha Dowse. So it was great yesterday to get a letter from Martha Dowse, really a dear, dear lady in the community, a good friend of mine for so many years, and to see a letter show up from her yesterday was really something, considering that she's been gone 7 months now. So, kind of an interesting thing. Has anybody had anything like that happen? You know, we've talked a lot about ghosts and paranormal activity on this show. Has anything like that ever happened to you? Getting a letter from somebody who's going on to the hereafter after they're gone? Or you know, hearing, some people hear people, some people see things. Things go on like that. And what do you make of this letter? You know, timing is odd that here this would come 7 months later. It's weird how timing works sometimes. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything they would like to say? 740-383-9944. And this letter, of course, was sent last year. As I say, Martha passed away in December. So to get it was very nice yesterday, and I appreciate that. So again, if anybody has anything to say about the little pandemic editorial this morning, or the letter from Martha Dowse, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, let's see. What else is there to say here this morning? Today, coming up on this station, I'll be on with Glenn Coble from 10 until 12. And then Glenn will be on today from 12 until 1. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 until 7. So all kinds of great programming coming up here on WWGH. All right. Let's get to the trivia. Now, this morning, I'm going to change it up a little bit. We'll get back to the slogans as time goes on, but I thought we'd change it up because, as everybody knows, we love food. So this morning, we're going to do this for 2 hours, and at the end of the 2 hours, we're going to take all the people's names who are in the competition and give them a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the winner that we draw out. Now, right now, we've just got Bob in this, so we will add people this morning. Here's the first question. What fast food restaurant is credited with introducing the first modern drive-through window? Does anybody know that? What fast food restaurant is credited with introducing the first modern-day drive-through window? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget, free vaccination clinic, July 24th, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect July Festival held at Prospect Park. Prospect Family Medicine is offering the Moderna vaccine. If you have any questions, call 740-361-0781. And I believe Nate Redman will be over at the Prospect July Festival this weekend with a WWGH booth. So there you go. But a free vaccination clinic July 24th, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect July Festival held at the Prospect Park. All right. Who created the drive-through window? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Is it White Castle?
Not White Castle, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not White Castle. What fast food restaurant is credited with introducing the first modern-day drive-through window? That's what we're looking for here. What fast food restaurant is credited with introducing the first modern-day drive-through window? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? You can get in on the drawing this morning to win me Zumbeezy Bay tickets. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
It's in Hardee's.
Not Hardee's, but a good guess.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Not Hardee's this morning. Which fast food restaurant created the drive-through window? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about McDonald's?
Not McDonald's, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not McDonald's this morning. What restaurant, fast food restaurant, created the drive-through window? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
McDonald's.
Not McDonald's, but that's a good guess. Not McDonald's. Which fast food restaurant created the modern-day drive-through window? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Wendy's.
Wendy's, you got it. Now, was that a guess, or did you just know it?
That was a guess.
That was a guess. You've got it. Who are we putting in this morning?
Bob
again. Haven't heard from old Bob. Not sure what he's up to out there.
Well, we'll see if he's awake or not. He'll be calling.
That's right. Thank you.
Yes,
the first modern drive-through window was created by Wendy's. All right, on to the next question here. Oh, wait a second here. Got another call coming in. Oh, wait. They must have heard the answer on the delay. Okay, here's the next question. What fast food restaurant was founded first? How about that? 740-383-9944. What fast food restaurants were founded first? It says restaurants, but it was just one. What fast food restaurants were founded first? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Does anybody know? Bob in the competition twice this morning. Alrighty, here. Go ahead, caller.
Is it McDonald's?
Not McDonald's, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not McDonald's this morning. What fast food restaurant was founded first? Does anybody know? Let's see if this person knows. All right, go ahead, caller.
White Castle.
Not White Castle. Good guess, though. Not White Castle. What fast food restaurant was founded first? Does anybody know? Let's see if this caller does. All right, go ahead, caller.
Burger King.
Not Burger King. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not Burger King here this morning. Which fast food restaurant was founded first? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Let's see what we've got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Frisch's.
Not Frisch's, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not Frisch's Big Boy. What fast food restaurant was founded first? Does anybody know? Let's see if this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Try Big Boy.
Not Big Boy, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not Big Boy. What fast food restaurant was founded first? Does anybody know? Okie doke. Go ahead, caller.
Wendy's?
Not Wendy's, but a good guess. Not Wendy's this morning. What fast food restaurant was founded first? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Stewart's Root Beer, something like that. Maybe not that name, but a root beer session.
I tell you, nothing to do with root beer, but a good guess.
Okay.
Nothing to do with root beer. What fast food restaurant was founded first? That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Burger Chef?
Not Burger Chef, but that's a good one. Not Burger Chef. What fast food restaurant was founded first? 740-383-9944. The question is, what fast food restaurant was founded first? All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Dairy Queen.
Not Dairy Queen. Good guess, though. Not the old Dairy Queen. What fast food restaurant was founded first? Does anybody know? All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
KFC.
Not KFC, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not the old KFC. What fast food restaurant was founded first? 43 minutes past the hour here. A chance to get in on the competition to wear a pair of, to win a pair of passes to Zumbezi Bay. Go ahead, caller.
White Castle.
Not White Castle.
Okay.
Not White Castle. What fast food restaurants were founded first? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How about this? We got a stumper here this morning. 44 minutes past the hour. What fast food restaurant was founded first? 740-383-9944. It'll get you in on the competition here to win a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, which will run through 10 o'clock this morning. What fast food restaurant was founded first? 740-383-9944. Do you have the answer? We'd love to hear it if you do. Remember again, the question, what fast food restaurant was founded first? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Taco Bell.
Not Taco Bell, but that's a good guess. Not Taco Bell. Looking for the first fast food restaurants. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Put your heads together on this one. Go ahead, caller.
Long John Silver's.
Not Long John Silver's, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not the old Long John Silver's. What fast food restaurant was founded first? 45 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. All right, looks like we have a call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be pertaining to Marion or all over the country?
All over the country.
Oh, there's an old one there, and Marion was Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty. That's a good guess, but not Humpty Dumpty. Not Humpty Dumpty, but yes, that was an old throwback here in Marion. What fast food restaurants were founded first? 740-383-9944. 46 minutes past the hour here. All right, here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Not Dunkin' Donuts, but that's a good guess. Not Dunkin' Donuts. What fast food restaurant was founded first? That's what we want to know here. 740-383-9944. All right here. Go ahead, caller.
What about Skyline Chili?
Not Skyline Chili, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not Skyline Chili. I think they originated somewhere down in Cincinnati, but a good guess nonetheless. Hey, that rhymed. What fast food restaurant was founded first? Does anybody know? Apparently not here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about Crystal?
Crystals. Not Crystals.
Okay.
All right, not Crystals. What fast food restaurant was founded first? 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour here. All right, let's see what we've got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
What about White Castle?
Not White Castle.
Ah.
I know. Not White Castle here this morning. What fast food restaurant was founded first? All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Waffle House.
Not the Waffle House.
Ah.
Not the Waffle House. What fast food restaurant was founded first? All right, here comes another call. Down the pike they come. Go ahead, caller.
I hate to spoil the party by being a non-eligible entrant, and this is just off my brain. I don't think anybody said McDonald's, but I'm going to say Jack in the Box because in West Coast they're big, but I'm not sure that's even right. But no one has said that yet.
No, not Jack in the Box.
Okay, and it's not, I don't think anybody said McDonald's. That's the most obvious answer. Crystal is an interesting choice because they're kind of a knockoff of White Castle, which, of course, is from Columbus. So, good guess, but I think somebody preceded that. And I don't think it's Dairy Queen, so, I mean, who knows? We'll get the answer.
All right, we hope. Thanks. All right, we're looking for the first fast food restaurant. What fast food restaurant was founded first? All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, but what about Arby's?
Not Arby's, but that's a good guess.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Not Arby's, but that was a good guess. 49 minutes past the hour here. What fast food restaurant was founded first? All right, go ahead, caller.
IHOP.
Not IHOP. IHOP is not the one. What fast food restaurant was founded first? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. 50 minutes past the hour here. You'll get in on the competition to win a pair of passes to Zumbezi Bay. What fast food restaurant was founded first? 740-383-9944. We've got Bob in the competition twice here. Certainly would like to add some more names before 10 o'clock this morning. All right, maybe this is one. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say Hardee's and Carl's Jr.?
Not Hardee's. Good guess, though. Not Hardee's. Which fast food restaurant was founded first? 51 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. How about this? Which fast food restaurant was founded first? We've went over to food trivia today, and it's a little more difficult, apparently, than some of the other trivia we've had. Which fast food restaurant was founded first? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we'll get you on the air. That's the way this works. Fast food restaurant that was founded first. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 52 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. We might have exhausted everybody this morning. Have we went through all of the fast food establishments this morning? Obviously not. Again, the question is, what fast food restaurants were founded first? 740-383-9944, 52 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody know? You know, I'm thinking this must not be a Googleable question. Because if it were, I'm sure somebody would have it by now. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think something that's stumping us, we're thinking about drive-through, but how about a diner's, but I can't think of a diner's name. Maybe I can help somebody else listen to something like...
Yeah, we'll see if they can come up with a diner. That's a good guess. Well, maybe. It could be. You know, I don't know what the criteria is that separates a regular restaurant from a fast food restaurant, but what we're talking about is the first ever fast food restaurant. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Is this place still in business today?
You know, I really don't know. Let me check here, and I will see if they are still in business today. That is a good question. Let me take a look here and see what I can come up with here. Do you know what separates a fast food restaurant from a regular restaurant?
One that you can go ahead and get carry out to go.
So is carry out a fast food restaurant?
Well, yeah, they don't have to have a drive-thru.
Yes, this place is still open, and they have over 300 locations nationwide.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let me do some thinking.
Thinking. All right, there we go. So a good question here. Are they still open? Yes, they are. And they still have over 300 locations nationwide. What is the first fast food restaurant? Does anybody know? I guess founded is the way the question is written. What fast food restaurants were founded first? And a caller asked, are they still in business? Yes, they are. And they still have over 300 locations nationwide. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I got on my Fire Stick. And it says the first fast food restaurant in the world was White Castle. In 1921. Is that one before that, or?
Well, you know what?
It says in the world, so I guess it would be the U.S. too. I don't know.
Let me see here.
Is it some other country that maybe that found it? It's
no.
Just in the world.
No, this would have been in, this would have been in America.
Well, it says right here in big letters, founded in 1921. At the top, it says, first fast food restaurant in the world.
Let me see here.
Because I just now got back home. I just got on my Fire Stick because I'm trying to think. Back home, all we had was free sheep in the milkshake places, like the Dairy Queens. We never had anything else, so... And 1921 is kind of old.
Let's see here. Okay, I think what makes them the first fast food restaurants is because they were the first... Yeah, this is... It's it was the first chain restaurants. So White Castle must not have expanded before this company did.
Oh, okay.
There must have only been one... White Castle, and I don't even know at that point if they would have been considered a fast food place.
You're not, I think, it's not a pizza place, right?
No, not a pizza place.
So, is it a place where you don't drive up and get it, or you can go in and get it? I don't know what...
Let's see here. Well, no, I believe this is a drive-up place. Yeah, you can drive up.
I'm thinking about back home. Well, we had nothing back home, hardly. But I'm trying to think of, okay, then, I'll keep thinking.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, this must have been the first fast food group that expanded, restaurants-wise. Because the question is, what fast food restaurants was founded first? Now, and again, and White Castle started in the 20s, but I don't know if they were considered fast food back then. Obviously, as they've expanded over the years, they became fast food. And this place is still open, and they have over 300 locations nationwide, and they did start here in the United States. Go ahead, Galler.
This is an obscure answer, Scott, but it could be right because I don't think anybody said it. A&W Root Beer?
Not A&W Root Beer. Good guess.
I don't think anybody said that. Okay. Well, okay. I tried.
Not A&W Root Beer. So what we know is that this place is still open. They have over 300 locations nationwide. They did start here in the United States. And my understanding is they were the first one to expand. I don't know if we would call it franchise, because one person might have owned them all at that point. But they opened more than one restaurant. So the question is, what fast food restaurants were founded first? 58 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Do we know the answer? We're waiting for it here. Again, don't forget today, I'll be on with Glenn Coble from 10 until noon, and then Glenn's on from 12 till 1. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 until 7. Trying to give away a pair of Zumbeezy Bay tickets here this morning. Bob is in the drawing twice here this morning, but we're not going to draw until 10 o'clock. We're going to take a 15-minute break here in about 60 seconds. And then come back. But remember, the question is, what fast food restaurants were founded first? And that's just how the question is worded. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Go ahead, caller. Not Jack in the Box. Good guess, though. Well, there's our friend Bob. He's out there listening this morning. It was not Jack in the Box. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Fast food restaurants were founded first. Does anybody know? Well, I'll tell you what. Think about it here. We're going to take a 15-minute break, come back and do 45 more minutes of this. So stay tuned. Keep looking. What fast food restaurants were founded first? Back in 15 minutes.
7.1 FM from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell. With it,
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.